listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, let's talk about not being afraid to ask. And I'm going to read to you from Philippians chapter 4, verse 6, which says this. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. I heard a story once about an Antarctic explorer who was working in his tent one day when he heard a muffled cry from outside of his tent. The cry said this, "Are you very busy?" And then the explorer recognized the voice as his boss. "Well, yes, I am busy," he replied. "What's the matter?" The man outside answered, "Are you really very busy?" "Yes," the man in the tent snapped back. "What is it that you want?" After a moment of silence, the man outside responded very apologetically, "Well, I'm down in a crevasse, and if I don't think I can hang on much longer." Now, there's some of us that have the same kind of hesitancy in prayer. We should ask, and we should ask with more passion much sooner than we do. But we kind of don't want to seem to be bothering God for all sorts of things. So we just sort of buckle down and do the best we can, and we wait until things feel like they're really bad before we talk to God about it. But it shouldn't be that way. In Philippians chapter 4, verse 6, God tells us about two things. First of all, he tells us about no thing. Nothing should fill us with anxiety, and we should pray about it. Instead, everything should be prayed about. So remember those words, be anxious for nothing. That's really a command. It's not an option. Undue care is an intrusion into God's territory for our lives. It's making ourselves the father of the household instead of being a child in God's household. Now, of course, there's a difference between anxiety and a godly concern. But think about it. Almost every worry, almost every undue concern is an unconscious blasphemy against the Lord. We're almost saying, "Well, God, why don't you get off the throne and let me worry about this for the both of us?" You see, Paul tells us that everything is the proper subject of prayer. There are not some areas of our life that are of no concern to God. We should come to God with both prayer and supplication. Those two things are similar, but they're distinct. Prayer is a broad word regarding all of our communication with God, but supplication is a direct asking for something from God. It's not wrong to ask God for things. Now, of course, we leave it all in His will. That's best for us anyway. But so many of our prayers go unanswered because we really don't ask God for anything. But here, God simply tells us in Philippians 4:6, let your requests be made known. Now, doesn't already God know our requests before we ever pray them? Well, of course He does. Yet God will often wait for our participation through prayer before He grants us what we need or what we ask for. Finally, we read in Philippians 4:6 that we should do it all with thanksgiving. This cautions us against having a whining, complaining spirit before God when we do let our requests be made known to Him. God wants us to be anxious for nothing, prayerful for everything, and thankful for anything. So, bring your needs to God. Don't wait until you can't hang on much longer. Today, you can make prayer your first resource instead of your last resort.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.